This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
You entertain a question?
I'm doing my foghorn, Rob. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, friends. Sound a little unusual? Sound a little different? Yes, it is. This is the Mike and Rob show today, and Buzz and everybody else here. Don has a previously scheduled day off, so it is all of us together, yeah, as we all like to be every now and then. Because, you know, I always feel when we do this, boys, we get a chance to know each other a little bit better.
We do, in fact.
And we get a little more camaraderie. Isn't that right?
That is absolutely right.
We get
right.
closer. You know, every time this happens, I must tell all of you that I feel as though I know you each a little bit better.
That's true.
And what were you going to ask me, Rob?
How's your ass?
Have to get rolling on the broadcast here because that is my job. But I must
things present themselves sometimes at the most inopportune times.
Well, I must tell you that it's one of those situations where the way this whole thing works is that we've got Don, we've got Mike, and occasionally when Mike is coming in to do this and has to do, just a little extra work, more work than he's normally used to, Mike will occasionally forget.
It's stressful
that
for
that's
Mike.
Because I'm not a thoughtful guy, Buzz.
Stop.
I'm just going to walk you through this for a second.
All right.
This would be one of those situations where this was a previously scheduled day
right.
that Don was going to take. I've known about this for a while. However, on my schedule, birthdays, anniversaries.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good with my children's birthdays.
Early dementia.
This would be one of those days where I forgot.
Ooh,
and
right.
I was actually late to the studio myself today.
Oh, my God.
So I think because of that and because of the fact that I came in here and was kind of hastily organizing what we had previously organized.
We had to hurry a little. Yeah.
I think that I would refer to what has happened before the show started today as stress gas. And I would like to sincerely apologize to all of my colleagues because really that's not Rob, you will testify to the fact I've had a few in my lifetime, but really that is not will you tell
oh
the truth
God.
That is not a regular occurrence for me.
No, that was how shall I describe hot and heavy.
I will tell you that really being a man of larger carriage, uh-huh, I have always prided myself on the fact that I do not have similar odors to most big men. I've always said that my feet don't smell.
I
don't have particular BO problems.
No.
I really don't. I think and I know we have to get on because here I go again,
rambling
at the speed of sound.
We need to lay this groundwork.
This is important to us.
But seriously, I apologize to John, to Buzz, and to Rob for what they experienced in the hallway not 5 minutes ago.
Well, what happened is I came into the air studio, Mike was laughing, apologizing, and spraying room freshener.
I knew. You have those that occasionally, as soon as they make their way out into the light of day, you know they're going to be bad. So my sincere apology.
It's fine.
Nothing at all.
Now, don't we have to
play
some things for our listening audience?
Well, yes, but I give you a choice. Do you want to start old school or do you want to start new school?
I would like to start old school and then work our way up to new school. This is the Belcher we're talking about.
Exactly.
He's got a new one for us today.
We'll close with a new one.
Okay,
today.
We have classic Belcher, and let's go with it right now.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool echo, though.
Echo.
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 Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that
this
they
is
agree
the original,
with
right?
her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Earth feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No. No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag.
Yeah!
Brilliant. What a brilliant guy.
I love
everybody
that.
Loves Don and Mike.
That's classic.
Good afternoon. Your question, you're
New?
On with Professor Beverly.
Oh,
your question, please.
Yes, I have to say that living in New York for... Let me turn this down. Hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. It's 43 minutes after the hour.
Hello, Hugh.
7 minutes and then we're out of here. Are you back?
Yes, I'm a lifelong New York City resident. As far as being poor or feeling poor, I have to say that one thing that has made me feel poorer, probably since about last year sometime, is the fact that something has been ripped away from New York City, which I think should be brought back immediately, and that, of course, is the Don and Mike show.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor Andrew. And I'd like to thank you, including, by the way, our new callers. Huh. And that includes the Belcher. Very funny. Ha, ha, ha,
ha, ha, ha,
ha,
ha.
Nice music on
and a brand new one?
Here's a new one.
Okay, cool. Let's listen.
We are $10 short of $3,000
raised
this morning.
Where is he now? Where is he?
I don't
know. Is he in a toilet? What's going on?
A fundraiser.
Is this some sort of remote broadcast?
It doesn't. His voice doesn't sound like him.
I interrupted him, but we're getting a little window into this guy a little bit more.
Started from the front.
Okay.
We are $10 short of $3,000 raised this morning. Thank you. Whoa! A contribution from Guy Birdley? Of $500. Wow.
Oh, dear.
You're welcome.
Bradley, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a guy. Thank you very much. That's terrific. We can put that on the tally now, too. Oh, you did. Okay. So we're $10 short of $3,000.
That's right.
That's wonderful. And?
FM.
And?
And?
Whoa, another call.
He's more energetic than I've ever heard him.
This guy called back and added $10.
Oh.
And he said, thank you for 40 years.
Wow. Thank you.
40 years?
Wow.
40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
that's great.
40 years. Jesus, I thought I was old.
That is great.
Wow.
I've been hoodwinked. The Don and
Mike Show. Oh, that's terrible.
I've been hoodwinked.
I've been hoodwinked.
Hey, man, where you been all day, man? I had trouble getting you on the phone, man.
Yeah. On the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man, I don't even have a phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting in his mouth.
Yeah, you'd think you'd
I
pull off
sucked.
Of that. Jeez, thank you, Carla.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you, Carla.
There she is.
Is this cooler? Hi, I'm Greg House.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
I'm horny. I'm horny. I'm horny. What not? I'm horny. What not?
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, here he is.
Oh, sorry, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Ed,
big fat fingers.
Here's Don and Mike.
Here we are. Yes. Yeah. Greetings, silly asses. It's another fabulous Don and Mike show, and Little Brains, I'm going to give you the phone number right up front, 877-365-3636. Get on the line to get on the air, and we would love to hear from you. Donna, previously scheduled day off that I forgot about, but that's okay. You know, that's just what I do.
You're forgetful.
Is. And we have a wonderful, wonderful broadcast planned for you today. I am so thrilled to be here, because occasionally one of the great things about doing a radio show is you get a chance to come in here and vent.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say if somebody asked me what's the best thing about being on the air every day, I'm not talking about that kind of venting.
I saw you venting before the show.
The best thing about this kind of venting is you can vent when you have an experience that is a bit of a problem.
Oh, yeah.
This is, you know, I want to talk about everything about Michael Vick, too, but I first have to get this out of the way. Right away, because it is something that it has never really happened to me. In all the time I've been going out to a nice restaurant once in a while, I have never had the definitive issues that we had last night.
Huh.
And I'm going to surprise you at what the problems were.
Who owns this? It's not your place.
No, it didn't. No, of course not.
Thank
no,
God.
That would never,
of course
that,
not.
That would never happen.
Thank
that
God.
Would never.
Hanks,
but
look around, cafe.
All right, here's a little background on this. This is this is the Don and Mike show, and I should tell you that I was telling a lot of the guys around the station yesterday that Carla and I, for quite some time, have been planning a little a really nice evening out,
well,
really high class, real. She joint.
Uh-huh.
We've been waiting for it. I broke open the piggy bank. Wow. I saved up for this. I was excited about this. And,
be honest, you were going out to celebrate Buzz's anniversary.
It was, you know, we were going out to where we always go, you know, once every 6 months or so, because you have to prepare for this kind of evening.
A special place?
Yeah, we went to Chipotle.
Delicious.
A fine sponsor, and I'm kidding, of course.
They are the best. It'd
be a great choice.
No, really, I am going to, tell you what happened at this place that will go nameless, because you know my fear of litigation. I'm not a big fan of it. This is something I was telling Rob that I was going out, and I was kind of excited about it. I think I mentioned it to a couple of the guys outside.
Yeah,
we're going to this
right.
new place,
nice
kind of jacked up. Yeah. And the reason I do that on Thursdays is I think you will all back me up that on Thursdays, traditionally, that is the worst traffic day that we have here. It's usually a log jam getting home. Something happens on Thursday. Now, I don't know. I haven't been doing the commute for more than a year. So, I mean, it's a short period of time. I assume Thursdays everywhere are the worst days of the week, because I think people are slaying the dragon, working real hard, you know, because they're going to, you know, cut out of there early on Friday. That's
certainly the case around here.
Here in D.C., a lot of federal workers get Fridays off or every other Friday.
I mean, would you say on average, because Buzz and I go the same way, would you say on average Thursday is
Thursday sucks.
That S day as far
horrible
as, I
mean, on Thursday.
And then, you know, it's volume because people are working later.
Right.
You know, we get out of here at 7 o'clock at night. People are working later. So what I normally do is I say Thursday.
Volume.
It's exactly what it is, Rob. It's a volume problem.
Sure.
And I will normally arrange with Carla to actually meet somewhere so I don't have to go through that crap.
Right.
And it's usually Tyson's Corner, so I can hop off. Oops. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I've tipped my hand
already. Not really.
I'm not going to give much more information.
There's
than
only
that.
A few places where you could land your chopper.
So the thing is, this is a big deal for me.
Sure.
And I'm not thinking anything of it. I'm thinking, hey, you know, it's a little pricier than I like as far as a restaurant is concerned.
Sure.
But, you know, Carla loves to do that once in a while. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go out and we're going to have a good time. Get to this place, and we hit traffic from hell last night. It was incredible. I got off the main drag. I took a different road than I ever taken before.
Right.
I went through neighborhoods where there were speed bumps and the speed limit was 15 miles per hour.
Oh,
and
no.
Miraculously, I somehow, you know, was puked out onto the beltway at like River Road, and
wow,
and was
you.
Able to do that. River
good
Road's one
you.
Of the big arteries here. So I get there on time, and I walk in, and the lady at the front desk at the little hostess thing, she says, are you with the young lady? I said, yeah, thank you very much. She is waiting for you. She is over in the bar. So it starts out great. I said, we can seat you early. We have an 8 o'clock reservation.
Oh, that's nice.
We can see, very positive.
Sure.
You walk in there, and as she's walking with me, she says, it's very good that you've come now. I'm like, why is that? She said, the chef is quitting. look, at a place like this.
That's inspiring.
You mean
it?
Like for the day? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, but or
no, I don't know what he's doing.
Like
he's
resigning?
Quitting. It's the first thing she says to me. She says, you've picked a very. And this is a recurring theme through the evening that we have here. So she's walking me over, and the bar is like in another section. So I have to go over.
Naturally.
I go grab Carla out of the bar. First words out of Carla's mouth, I'm glad you're here. People are staring at me.
Oh, okay,
you're having a paranoid attack. Let's go over to this restaurant. And once again, on the way back, we get to, this is going to be, I'm glad you're here because in a month or something like that, the chef is going away. He's no longer going to be working.
Oh, okay.
He has resigned.
In a month.
But they use that word.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and I'm saying to myself, is this, by saying that your chef is quitting, is this supposed to be
a warning?
You know, something special for me?
He's not going to be on his best game because he's not looking for next month's menu.
Right. So we go in there, we sit down, and we're all set to go. And I'm really, this is a hard week in the trenches.
Right.
I am really looking forward to the experience. And they got everybody in there. You know, they got the guy that picks out wine for you. They got the guys with the vests and the ties.
Yeah,
they
of
course. And it's got a view of the kitchen. And this is the first thing that pissed me off.
It's like baby vomit.
He got a Gordon Ramsay guy that's up there. And I'm like, hey, this will be a good show. We'll be able to watch him cook food.
That's what they're hoping. They want it to be a good show for ye.
And I'm looking, and the guy that's the head guy, he's got the
white. It's like baby vomit.
He's got the white outfit
right.
on. you know, he looks like he's the main man.
Sure.
So I say to the waiter, I said, is that the, you know, is that Merci Bou Blah Blah? I said, oh, no, that is the sous chef.
The
chef is doing, and everybody, I swear to Christ, everybody talked like that in this place. The chef is doing paperwork.
Amazingly, that guy was Asian that was talking like that.
There was an Asian guy, I swear to God, there was an Asian guy that had that French accent.
French accent.
I am not lying. So a guy says to me, he goes, no, that is the sous chef. And the reason I point out is that, and I don't really think I'm being paranoid. I'm getting ready to have my first little glass of vino, relax, enjoy. I'm getting the hairy eyeball from the guy that's running everything. He occasionally, you know, he's barking out his little orders to the kitchen staff.
This is the Gordon Ramsay guy in the
this
kitchen.
This is the Gordon Ramsay
and
the guy. To describe this guy, I would say the guy looked like. Let me see. He was not a bad looking guy. Had long, sort of longish black hair. You know, had kind of a. he was. I thought he was dreamy.
Really nice.
Oh, I just
nice
wanted
body.
Him. I wanted him right there.
Sure.
I really did. Right on the table.
Glass of wine.
He's
who
looking
knows?
At, yeah, two glasses of wine. We you know. Honestly, I'm Peter Northing. I'm getting ready for that. What a present. So the guy is. I think because I'm an egomaniac that the guy has somehow recognized me from something,
which
is but it's really not, Buzz. You know, sure I've determined is. After all these years, no, we don't really get
it's
recognized
it's
that
plausible.
Much.
I think
as far as you know, on our lower than clown celebrity level, we you know, but I still get that paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten it, Don's gotten
right.
it, I've gotten it, where you go into a place and somebody's smirking. Off in the corner.
I am the radiophile,
but
I never miss this show.
Well, Carla knocks me down to size like immediately. Yeah. I said, Carla, I think that guy, I think the chef over there, the pretty boy chef, I think he's looking at me. And she said, I think he's looking at me.
Oh, yeah.
And then immediately I noticed that that's exactly what, you know, fat ass and the attractive girlfriend, he's looking at her, and he's looking at her in a weird way, not in a, you know, not in just a glancing way. It's kind of like he's mad. And it just
mad at her?
I don't know. It was a weird look. The whole thing. When you walk into a place and they say, "Hey, it's a very special time to be here.
They're
the
French.
Chef has quit,"
and you are only one glass of wine into the evening, and already there's a bad.
Well, I ordered a
feeling.
Bottle.
Well, of course, but
I ordered a bottle.
But you weren't drinking.
I ordered
out of,
two bottles actually.
You weren't drinking out of the bottle.
That was. I was ready to.
Okay.
By the, so we get the little menus, and one of the things they offer is the 5-course tasting menu.
Oh.
And I said, hey, you know what? We're at a new place.
Sure.
I don't know any of this food. I really didn't know a lot of the food that was on the menu. I'm like, yeah, we'll do this. They have anything from 3,
right.
5, and 7. And I said, well, 7 was just, you know, silly money. I didn't, I'm not throwing, you know, not that the 5 was any bargain, but we'll do the tasting, which is, I didn't want to think. I wanted to drink my wine. I wanted to have them bring me food.
What were the extra courses in the 7 that you, that
all
you
right.
didn't get?
All right. Well, the things that I didn't get, we're going to get to that.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Because you're
I'm
skipping
so
ahead because I told him. All right. So we order the 5-course deal.
Good.
Mm. You know, at these kind of places, you have one guy to, you know, there's one guy to do everything. You know,
right.
one guy brings you this, the other guy. And Carla says, I'm really going to tip the hand. No, I'm not. She said, I think this is a special table. I said, what makes you think this is a special table?
Yeah.
She says, it's a special table because there's that sterling silver frog on it. And I said, what? Just trying to drink my money. What? She said, do you notice there are different animals on each of the different tables? And that has a frog. That means we're going to have a really special meal. I'm like, what? I said, did you read that? Is that some sort of like, you know, medieval superstition?
Folklore. Two questions. How big is the frog?
Know. It's a Rob. It is the single. It is about the size of a paperweight. It's about.
Okay.
It's a.
Okay.
It looked to me, and it looked like it had. It's a frog with its tongue partially sticking out, made of like pewter or silver.
Oh, it's a sex frog.
This is
it's
without
French.
Question. This is surreal. From the time I, you know, all I wanted to do is take my lady out. That she wanted to go to this place. I wanted to have a good time.
One more question.
Yes.
How crowded is this place?
It's moderately crowded. It's
okay.
not. Ah. It's not jumping, but it's like. And really, I this is not to take anything away from people that like these places. I like to go to these places occasionally,
sure.
but it's that. You ever go out to a shishi place and it's got the tood?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
sure.
got the tood because these people are coming.
We're better
and,
than you. Yeah.
And I, you know what? And I saw my all-time Washington, D.C. effing pet peeve was the guy in the bow tie. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what the deal is.
I hate a bow tie. Well, he had a wife and kid, but
something
they were
wrong.
With that. So she points out at the frog, and the next waiter that comes over and says, "Oh, this is very good that you came now. The chef is going to be leaving us."
I said that seems to be.
I mean, it was like maybe the guy gave his notice a half an hour earlier, but he's
like
down
it.
Doing paperwork. And I looked up his name afterwards, and I couldn't even pronounce it. But it was he was down doing something. He was nowhere to be found.
The waitstaff
understands
that when they can hire another chef, right?
Well,
I mean, when
yeah.
he's gone, they can replace.
Look,
him.
The thing it doesn't you know being in the business myself, it
All
doesn't
right.
make any it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
Why you're going to say that?
Probably you don't want to publicize it.
Well, you might want to. You know, here's a little insight into the biz, Rob.
Yes.
It seems to me that when someone has decided to go, you know, out of the restaurant business, go elsewhere.
Yes. Hank's Look Around Cafe.
You might not always be getting the best work.
They're less than happy at that point.
Yeah, just, you know.
Maybe not
we have a name for it, but I don't want to get into those details.
Into their work.
But they're making a big deal. I'm like, oh, okay, so it's going to, you know, I didn't pursue it. I didn't ask the question and say, well, is this going to be a better evening? Is he trying real hard?
Trying to save it.
I don't get it. So
yeah.
Now all of this is just weird. It's odd. It's different. But nothing has happened at this point as we're sitting in that restaurant that's out of the ordinary. The wine guy comes over. You know he goes through the wine. He said like a bottle of wine.
The sommelier.
He points to this wine. He said this is very good. I said yeah. And I put my fingers together because really I said yes, but this is not very good.
Right.
So we work our way down to the reasonably priced. I mean, and already I'm, kind of getting in a mood because it is a little too expensive.
Gotcha.
And that goes great. That goes fine.
This is very nice.
The 18 people that are coming by the table to drop off whatever they're dropping, off.
Right.
Are fine. And then this is really where the whole thing, the significance of the story happens because it was not service. It was not atmosphere. It was not. It was the chow.
The
man,
food was
really?
Not,
yeah, man. Maybe I don't have a sophisticated palate, but I think I like good.
Sure.
I'll eat anything.
Sure. We've eaten some pretty fancy chow up in New York.
Yeah,
some exotic chow.
We've done some weird stuff.
Uh-huh.
So they bring over this thing.
Yes.
And it's got like five things on it, and the things look like the best way I can describe them would be. They look like smaller, skinnier egg rolls chopped off with some goop on top of them.
Right.
And the reason I would normally say, oh, they look succulent. But, they look fine. They look fine. And the guy says,
they're fine.
This is a big thing in these high dollar places where they say, oh, this is compliments of the chef. I said, oh, yeah, I see what your prices are. Yeah. Thanks for the freebie.
It's a fixed price menu that you ordered. So.
At this point, in this point in time, I'm ready to have a good experience.
Right.
I'm ready to enjoy myself.
Bring it.
And he said, the guy is speaking, and you're talking about the Asian guy with the French accent.
Yes.
The Asian guy with the French accent says, it's the best way I could understand. He said,
these are five different things. We have five canapé, which I think is like a New Orleans thing, right?
It's a French hors d'oeuvre.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is all five different canapé.
Uh-huh.
What you do is you each take one bite, not the two. And I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm getting a tax guy. He's doing my taxes.
CPA.
Yeah, but look, this is why this is weird. This is why this is slowly,
odd.
Ever so slowly, moving its way to be one of the weirdest experiences.
Yeah.
And when somebody's explaining something to you and you just want to digest it because it's a simple command.
You say,
you begin to realize you have to pay more attention.
Yeah. Right.
You're missing out.
And Carla, he says,
take a five. All different. We have the.
And he goes through what's in there. One thing was like, I heard tartare,
mm-hmm.
which is always good because it means raw.
Exactly.
And
so you each take a bite so you can both experience the thing.
Right.
So I pick mine up.
Right.
And it disintegrates in my hand.
Crumbles.
And
powerful touch.
Excite! But I don't know what I'm actually eating. All I know is the flavor was difficult to identify.
Oh.
And it was one of those deals where I pride myself on like having a pretty sophisticated palate.
Uh-huh.
I put this thing in my mouth it was one of those deals where you wanted to bring the napkin up and it had the only thing I got, the only flavor that I really sensed was olive, and olives are okay.
Sure.
Olive loaf, olive spread,
sure.
Olives in a martini.
Right.
Please.
No problem. But he brings that over, and it's just, it's really, really bad.
All of
but
it.
At this stage of the game, I'm saying to myself, no problem. No problem.
I got to ask another question.
Yes, go ahead.
It's not common for a wait staff to instruct you on how to eat something.
Sometimes. Well, this
how
is,
were you dressed?
no, I know. They don't let you in.
Oh, it's got a dress code.
That's why I had my school clothes on.
You looked
on
pretty
yesterday.
Good yesterday.
Well,
right?
I didn't look like anybody in there. I had a golf outfit. I wore long
oh,
pants
I remember, yeah.
with a golf shirt mm-hmm. and
knickers.
Because Carla had read online this guy that was bitching about the fact that he wore like jeans and they,
right.
they wouldn't let him in, and that's yeah. the whole she thing. You know,
so again, you don't think they had you pegged as a rube?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I was Joe average customer
okay,
in
that's
there.
Good.
But it, now that you bring that up, it reminds me of the time when I called where they said they actually did the whole quiz about where I was going to seat.
Would you like a quiet table or with a view of the kitchen or a not quiet table with you? And I'm like, what do you mean quiet table? She, mm-hmm. Would you like a window with a view of the kitchen and mm-hmm. quiet? Or would you like quiet with a kitchen and the window?
Too
or
many variables.
Like, just a lot of crap. It's complicated. It's
right.
very complicated.
Obviously.
So, you know, waiter comes by right after the thing.
Ah, so how did you like the
canapé? All five were different and you tasted all five?
They all, no, and that's another thing. They all tasted like the first one I had.
Oh, okay.
It had a glop of this stuff on it that tasted, you know, like almost put that, but we didn't need them. We said, oh, they were very, but you're being polite. And that's, and I'm going to get to this in
okay.
a second, because this is what I think the whole, like in some of these places, the whole deal is you go out, you know, with the she crowd, mm-hmm. you don't want to look like an idiot, so nobody's going to be honest, but
right.
I'm going to be honest with it because it was getting silly.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, hey, it's the hors d'oeuvre. There's not going to be any problem at all. You know, we got five courses we're looking forward to.
Exactly.
We're going to rock and roll. We're going to have fun. Carla excuses herself, goes to the bathroom to brush her teeth. No, it was no.
Flawed.
It was so. And the next thing they bring over, this is the second deal that
yes.
they give us. They said they come over again. And now I'm going to give it. Anybody that's ever been to this joint is going to probably, it's going to be a giveaway.
Recognize it.
The best way to describe this, it is the first thing I see is it is a test tube. It's a test tube and it's got some stuff in it.
Goo. Some kind of goo.
Did they congratulate you that your sample came back negative?
No, I've seen the whole thing with, you know, test tube shooters and stuff
right,
like
yeah.
that. And
what's
you know,
this?
I see the test. And
what glorious goo.
This is I've never, ever had an experience like it. It was weird. It was just uh-huh. in a land of surreal, and I'm just kinda
Can
and
you
I
describe the
But
goo?
You know, you mentioned do they treat me like a rube. I'm starting to feel like a rube. I'm
okay.
starting to say to myself, you know, where did life pass me by?
Well, that's the French.
If this is what people are getting
yeah.
excited. It is a test tube and they bring it back, they bring it on like a piece of marble or a little slab
okay.
of
right.
stuff. And in front of the test tube has a test tube holder.
Of
it's
course.
Got a cork in it
oh.
at the end, and it's
Ominous.
Got goo in the.
Looks like baby vomit.
It's got goo in there, and
describe
then
the goo.
It's got it's the goo is it's like a brothy looking kind of thing,
chunky
you know?
Or just
who doesn't
liquidy?
Love broth?
Excuse me, I think I burped some of it up, but then he bring and in front of it. Is a spoon that looks it looks like this whole thing they're serving was definitely made to go together.
Okay.
It looks like the hardware.
Like a drug kit.
And he's got on the spoon a tiny little piece of tiny like the size of your pinky nail tiny.
Okay.
A little piece of fish. And he
I don't know if you can eat all
I'm
that.
I'm not asking you.
I don't know if you can eat all
I
that.
I really, look, you know, because usually, you know, the little stuff, little bitty finger food, you know, exciting new flavors. I'm all about it. It's fine.
Yeah, a fingernail-sized piece of fish.
It's fine.
From your little finger.
And it's sitting there on the spoon, and I'm, you know, if you would see me from across the room, you know, I see this thing, and I'm just, my body language is kind of like, okay, well, we're going to get into the course. Here comes the other course. You know, and I'm experimental, and I'm saying, here's what I'm saying. This is going to be – this looks so bad that it's going to taste great.
That must be it.
It had to be
a major disappointment following the first course.
The first hors d'oeuvre
Because you probably
thing.
Were thinking this
yeah.
is going to be
great. You're thinking
we're going to be great.
We're thinking that the whole time.
They're
we're thinking
up.
That this is going to be fantastic.
They're ramping up.
And so I have that my little disappointment, and then he comes over, and here we go again.
Another instruction manual?
Yeah. He says – this is a marinated. I think he said salmon. This is a marinated salmon that we have a marinated, and you eat. And the instructions are in the broken English, where I'm still not getting the
right.
And he says something like, "Marinated, you eat, and then you drink the juice." Well, that grosses me out that he's calling it juice. Yeah, I mean, it's a juice. What do you mean juice? Uh-huh. That's just, it's, you know, I don't like that word. Broth, I can handle. Soup, stock, I can handle. Mm-hmm. Juice is a little odd.
Okay, how about this? This fingernail-sized piece of fish, smaller than a jelly bean.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to split this with Carla?
No, or she got her own. She got her own test tube.
Everybody gets their own test tube.
She got her own test tube.
Well, that's good then.
And I get a little spoon with this little thing, and I assume from what Kumatsu has told me, that I am to eat the spoonful of the fish,
right,
and then chase it with the juice,
whatever,
as they put it. So I dive right in. I said, hey, maybe this is going to be something super special. It is, and it wasn't. It was like, it was one of those deals where when you drink the juice, you know, it was a two gulper,
uh-huh,
you know, because you gulp it and you're like, hmm.
You're not so sure about the second swallow.
And, you know, hey, this is not the end of the world. This is a dining experience. So what the, you know, who the hell cares? But it is, and I'm not talking because it was all. It was just plain weird. It was a very thing. Then
fish is fish. Can you describe anything about the flavor of the juice?
The juice, no. And that's what freaked me out. If I could identify, it didn't. It wasn't really fishy. It wasn't really. But everything that's kind of the theme. Is
it looks like baby vomit.
It didn't look like. It wasn't thick. It was kind of clear.
Kind of clear. It was high praise.
It was kind of clear, and it was just. Ugh. And I look, and I'm saying, am I alone? And I look over at Carla, and she's wincing.
She's weeping.
She's sobbing. She's sobbing.
Well, you're not alone, at least.
Carla's beginning to shake uncontrollably.
I thought he sucked.
I was ready to say that. I was so ready to say. Oh, and during this entire procedure, the Bowtie family is over there, and the wonderful experience that we've all had in restaurants where you're in a slightly quiet environment and they're not speaking. You know, it's the family of four with the total silence.
The silent
where
family.
You know, maybe the whole thing with the chef. I got paranoid. I'm out of my. At this point, I'm starting to get just a little wigged out.
It's odd.
You're realizing this is not going to be the best experience. You know,
Are you still holding out hope that course three is going to be great?
Because I'm hoping that, you know, hey, this is just a little diversion.
We'll get to the real food,
experimental,
right.
And then they brought out
a turkey.
They brought out the sub sandwiches. And no, they brought a pasta thing,
right?
And
one noodle.
The pasta was in a sauce that had, it looked like foam. And I know they do that because I watch the Food Network.
Yeah.
They do a foam. I'm not about, not after the juice and the goo that was like, on the top of the thing. It's foam, and it's just, you know, and he brings it out, and I'm like, this is kind of it, but it looks heartier.
Right,
filling,
perhaps.
Once again, it's just, you know, if I'd been Gordon Ramsay, I would have gone, too salty, too salty, bring the risotto.
Looks like risotto. Baby vomit.
At this point in time, I have decided that really we're going to have to make a little, you know, adjustment here.
Sure.
They bring one other thing, okay? And that's that foie gras stuff, the goose liver,
right.
Delicious.
Which is usually if it's, you know, if for gourmets,
I like it fine.
It's one of, well, it was not. It
no.
was they
really?
Did something to it, and it was just one of those weird. And that was really
it was
when
foie gras.
The Asian guy that comes over, you know, and says, "Hey, chef is quitting. How do you like the juice?
Joke's on you.
Yes, the juice is fantastic." I have never been. It was not like I'm. Oh my God, this is terrible. It was just weird. Everything was weird.
Right.
It has pushed me away. I don't think I have a sophisticated palate.
No,
because everybody's been raving about this joint. And at that point, he said, I was kind of fed up with the whole like she atmosphere where this is so special. And I finally said, you know what? Truth is your savior. And he comes over to me and said, how was that? I said, I really think it tasted like crap.
Wow.
And you would have thought, man, you would have thought that.
You really know, said that?
He was walking away and he said, you did not like, you know, like he's never heard it before.
Right.
No, it really wasn't. And he said, we will bring you something else. It is special. The chef is leaving.
I'm like, okay, enough of that.
And to make a long story short, I think the one thing was an extra, but the five courses turned into three. The wine was consumed a little more rapidly, and we got the F out of Dodge because it was the single strangest experience I've ever had.
Wow. I wonder, I guarantee you there have been people there that didn't like the food, but I wonder if you're the first person to speak up.
The moral of this story is go home, fry some bologna, put it on bread.
You were at my house.
And, you know, really just take, you know, just deal with it and enjoy the experience, because it was truly the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And they're doing that now. You know, they do things with test tubes and spoons and
slabs of marble.
And like devices. Kit. And all the silverware, too, was kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, it was crooked. Right. You know, I mean, look, I know you're doing a weird thing here, but make the fork. And I'm sure, you know, I will not be doing that type of thing again.
That's all right.
I mean, financially, it pisses me off to do it anyway.
The phrase to remember is hold the foam.
Hold the foam. Foam not good. Everything like that.
That
everything,
never looks good.
Everything like drenched in goo.
Yes.
Everything had like glorious stuff hanging on it. It was
what glorious goo.
But it was, you know, it was an interesting experience. And I know you love to eat. I know you.
I do.
You enjoy a good
we
meal.
All do.
But,
sure.
You know, I've told you off the air, and I'm not going to say the name because who knows?
Well, I've canceled my reservation.
Maybe it was a bad night. You know, maybe it was just an aberration.
I don't know if you heard, but the chef is leaving.
Yeah,
he's leaving. Goodbye. I will see you later.
But getting back to where you know we were with this, I did have one ray of sunshine with the evening last night, which was my relationship with my dog.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this yesterday.
I should say my relationship with Carla's dog.
Right.
Carla's dog, actually, it is as though he listens to the show. And I know for a fact that he doesn't listen to the show, and he doesn't speak English, and he wouldn't understand it if he did. But when I got home last night, Carla went up to bed, and he was all over me.
Well, really?
He was all over
That's
me.
That's nice.
Was,
Beluga
awesome.
The pug?
Yeah, and I want to talk about that, too, as far as getting... you know, getting some suggestions, because I do want to, you know, I do want to go forward.
He did not present to you last night?
No, he didn't present. He came in, and I said, Carla, why don't you go upstairs? I'd like to have a little quiet time with the dog.
Door locked.
That's when my pants mysteriously fell to
the
floor.
Put on the romantic music.
But, I mean, Joe and everybody around the show has been giving me tips on what to do with the kids and get a new dog, and I think there will be.
You're sticking to that plan?
There will be an addition to the family, I would say, easily within the month, and I am open to all suggestions as far as what dog. It's got to be one of those, not a foo-foo dog, but a little dog.
Right.
What's happening to me? I'm going to fancy restaurants and carrying around little dogs.
My mother is going
What's happened to me?
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
My mother is going through something similar right now.
Right.
And she is caring for my stepbrother's dog. She lost her dog Otis
right.
about 6 months ago. And she's got this little, it's I think half poodle, half terrier or mm-hmm. something. And I don't like this dog very much because it's a needy terrier type dog.
Joe said I should get a Westie. That's what I'm thinking about.
He loves it.
That's what we heard.
All right, now, Rob, what button do I push to put this on?
I think the one that says on the far right.
Busy right here? All right,
no, next to it.
Right next to it, this one. Hello, I'm checking my phones right now. Are you on the air?
Try again.
All right, let me try this one here. Hold on. Now it's red. Now the thing is red.
Chromium.
Why does the computer always do this to me? Hello, Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Ah, it works. Okay,
you did
I'm glad it,
it
works. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Long-time fan, always listen to you. Love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The proper term for the foam, being a hospitality professional, is called an emulsion.
I love it when somebody like tweaks it up. A hospitality professional. Are you a waiter, sir?
Yeah, it's just an easy way.
I like that.
An easier way of saying waiter.
All right,
how about this, though? Isn't an emulsion, isn't mayonnaise an emulsion?
No, you can make an emulsion out of anything, really.
All right. So
you
it's
really
an emulsion. Well, it tasted like dog food.
It tasted like emulsion.
I didn't like it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is me?
Yes, this is you, and I'll let that slide.
I'm sorry about that.
Are you a chef? Are you a chef, sir?
Yes, I am a chef, and an emulsion is not what the foam is.
I thought so.
You have five mother sauces out there, and an emulsion is one of the mother sauces, but that is quite like a mayonnaise or a hollandaise.
Is not an emulsion when you combine eggs and oil?
Yes. Well, that is
stimulating radio right now. We're talking about
cutting to
eggs
the
and oil
there.
And emulsions here.
Cutting to
one
the
tablespoon of oil.
I'm
two
trying
eggs.
To press this button, Robbie. It's not working. I'm just using
switch.
Finger.
No, I think you got one on now.
We do. Hello. Is this still Greg?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, Greg, I'm trying.
Go to the next line.
I know. It says I'm doing it. Look, I'm doing the work.
You're doing the work.
I'm baby. Look at the way I'm pressing.
I know you're pressing the screen and nothing's happening.
I'm trying that.
No, what line do you want?
Hello, this is.
Am I still here?
Can I do?
Still him.
Can I use this machine to do it?
No, either the screen or that. I can drop him. He's right. Gone. Now right, try again.
All right, I'm going to try this. Well, wait, we've got a caller on the air. Hello, caller. All right, you're not there. Hold on.
Somebody.
Oh, you punched.
I have completely screwed up the phone system.
Oh, he's on the speakerphone.
Oh, all
put
right.
Him
well,
on hold
let's do it this way.
Put the microphone.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, that's good. You know, I think I'm going to take all my calls. Wait a minute. Sir.
Sir, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? All right, you're talking, and we didn't hear what you were saying because I'm trying to figure out how to talk through this box.
It's a speakerphone.
Because I've broken the other thing. Listen to him just steamrolling ahead. Wait a minute.
They do that, you know.
Hello. Well,
this is how they used to do radio.
Buddy, you're steamrolling ahead, and we haven't heard anything you're saying. You got to listen to us here. Hold on a second.
Give and take.
All right, what button do I press?
Put him on hold. The box button, not the one with the dot. The one with the box.
Rob, I swear to God.
I know, Mike. It's
better
tough.
Figure this out soon if you know what I mean. All right, let me hold on.
The one with the box, not the dot.
See, they both have boxes.
No, at the bottom. Okay, there's two buttons. On one has a box. One has a dot.
He's on hold. Now.
We all
okay. You want me to punch him up?
Well, you have to. Why do you have to punch him? I thought I was able to.
You can, but I'm here as your safety net.
All right. I'm gonna hit the button and see if that works.
Okay.
All right, here we go. All right, is this the guy I was just talking to?
Yes, it was.
All right. Okay. That's all right. What did you want? What the hell did you want?
Carrier is what you need to get.
And I need to get a what? Wait, slow down. What do I need to get?
A Norwich Terrier.
Norwich. What is that?
And that's the dog one on that movie Best in Show.
Oh, okay.
It's a cool little terrier.
Oh, thanks so much. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
After all that, that's what we got.
Yeah, what a waste of time. Hello.
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 Where you want to sit is by the kitchen, although I can't believe you're slamming the poor guy on his last month here.
Oh, now stop. See, don't do that. So you're a sleuther. You've figured it out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want that.
No, you don't. Really.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's you.
Hey, Mike. It's Kevin, I know you're a big fan of Atlantic City. I'm a blaster. I work for a company out of Phoenix, Maryland.
A blaster? Wait a minute. What's a blaster?
Demolition. We take down all the high-rise.
Cool.
You see it like Las Vegas and stuff like that. Well, I'm doing the sands in Atlantic City, and I wanted to invite you at the demolition because I know you're an Atlantic City junkie.
You know, so you're the kind of guys where you put the dynamite around the exterior of the buildings and then implodes it?
I'm not going to tell you my secret sauce. We drill a hole in the columns and then we blast the columns out and it lets, you know.
But it's like a multi-story building, like a 10-story building that just comes crashing down, right?
That's very cool.
Well, the sands, as you know, is a 22-story building. Yes, sir.
Yes. Do you use foam?
No foam.
Okay, I got a question about that. When you're doing that that kind of work, what is the? Have you ever screwed up? Because I mean, there really is no room for error on that, right?
There is no room for error, and the particular company that I work for, no, we haven't screwed up.
Have you heard about other individuals that do the same thing that have obviously the worst case scenario is like the wall falls in the wrong direction, right?
Things can go wrong. Yes.
Like what? What can go wrong?
Well, things go out across railroad tracks or something like that, but no, I'm not going to burn any of our competitors, no.
Would you like to do my house this weekend? it's a pretty, as everybody knows,
I'm
around
not
the country.
Going to federal jail.
It's a pretty slow housing market, and I was just I was hoping you'd do that.
It's a national landmark, Mike. You can't.
That's true. He's prohibited from knocking it
up. Can't blow it up.
Now that you've got the plaque.
Well, since I won't be able to sell my house, I'm actually planning on having people come by and visit.
Tours and
Conway Twitty.
Yes.
In the morning, you know, if you would like to really come by and enjoy the spirit of a Civil War town and watch me enjoy my breakfast in the morning.
Oh, Maryland.
And really, I will, if I go ahead with this plan, Buzz, I will actually do it the way I really live. I will, and occasionally I eat my breakfast in my underwear. So come by. That's a real treat,
it's
too.
It's a PG-13 attraction.
You haven't lived until you see me get a crumb on my hairy stomach. Hello, Doug. You're on the Don and Mike Show. Hello. Doug, are you there? We go to the next one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just wanted to say happy Friday to you guys from all the ass clowns in Baltimore. And I just want to say a couple things, too. Don, if you're listening to the show, I hope your appointment at the proctologist is going okay.
Oh, the secret is out. We're getting rid of you.
How do they find these things out?
People are sleuths, Buzz. Our listeners are sneaky. They figure this crap out.
Him and President Bush.
All right, we got a break. I want to come back and talk about something a little bit heavy. Yeah. Because it is something that's interesting, but it's interesting in a real wheel. I want to talk about that Pat Tillman thing. Also, Michael Vick. We'll take one more call and take a break here. You're the last person. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Hey,
welcome.
Thank you.
Good to hear you guys. It's Tom from Wichita. Just wanted to let you know you need to check out a Yorkshire Terrier, maybe, Mike. I think it might suit your needs.
My sexual needs. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes. Everybody who has a dog wants you to have the same kind of dog they have.
Yes, I want a dog that I can have a lovely, close, personal relationship. Intimacy is what I'm looking
for. See, I'm not thinking a Yorkshire Terrier. I'm thinking a one or two head of Holstein cattle.
That's after I demolish my house and also open it up as a museum.
Exactly.
Before that.
They're okay. In the yard.
Lots coming up on the show. We've got a very special celebrity guest today. Ooh. Celebrity creep guest,
yes,
I should say.
A
wonderful guest coming up a little bit later. And I believe Rob, later on in the broadcast today, will attempt to speak to every member of the Simpsons family.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And hope so.
That'd be cool.
And I will lose weight when that happens. So lots more coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back with more on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.